say it with me out loud. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. Now give God your best praise. Is that your best praise on the first Wednesday? Come on, yeah, yeah, amen, 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 amen. Well, open your Bible with me tonight to the New Testament, and I want you to open it with me, if you would, to the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. We're going to talk about new habits for a new year. And let me just lay a foundation. You know, our habits, we form our habits, and then our habits form us. We form our habits, and then our habits form us. You know, in Growth Track 101, the first step, I talk about healthy habits for successful Christians. We talk about that. We discuss that. Habits are important, right? Someone said that your future is hidden in your daily routine. In other words, you and I are some product tonight of what we do every day over and over and over and over. So habits are so important because they are connected to our destiny. They are connected to our destiny. Now, to create good habits, let me give you five things. They all start with the letter R for us to remember them better. But there are five things we need to create the right kind of habits that will make us who God wants us to be so we can fulfill God's purpose for our life. Remember, we're leading people to a God who's for them, and we're letting people know that God has a purpose for their life. Well, our habits are connected to fulfilling or not fulfilling our God-given purpose. They're huge, aren't they? So let me give you five things that we create good habits. Number one, when we have a reason. When we have a reason. When we have a reason. Everybody say reason. You know, about really now, I don't know, it's been several years ago, and we had Charles Nieman. Charles Nieman, you know, many of you know who Charles is. Pastor's in El Paso, Abundant Life Christian Center. And Charles is about, you know, 3 or 4 years older than me. And when Charles was here, this has been several years ago, I said, Charles, you look really fit. What are you doing? He said, well, I'm going to the gym and I'm doing this, that, and the other. And I said, well, what are you doing? He told me what he was doing. And I said, wow, that's amazing. He said, you know, Dave, why I'm doing that is so I can do this. And he went down like this and he came back up. He said, I'm doing this so I can play with my grandchildren. I can take my grandchildren to Disney, that I can go on vacations with them, that I can be a part of their life. He said, I'm doing it for my grandchildren. What was he telling me? He's going to the gym. He created, in his 60s, he created the habit of going to the gym 3 times a week. But his reason was his grandkids. So if you and I are going to have a new habit for a new year, but we're going to have a reason. Number two, we need a role model. We need a role model. Now, for me right then, way back then, Charles, because he's, you know, a couple of years older than me, and he was a role model to me at that time. He motivated me. We need a role model to help us change our habits and new habits, new year, healthy habits for a healthy person, spirit, soul, and body. So number one, we need what? A reason. Number two, we need a role model. And number three, we need to have a replacement. It's called the law of replacement. In other words, you know, I can't just change because if I just change and I don't replace that vacuum, then the old habit will come right back, or a worse habit. It's called the law of replacement. So if I want to get rid of a bad habit, I've got to immediately replace it with a good habit. A good habit. It's called the law of replacement. So number one, we all need a reason. Number two, we all need a role model. Number three, we all need a replacement. And number four, we all need a reward. We all need a reward. You know, we are this month getting ready to do our 21 days of prayer and fasting. And, you know, I'm encouraging everybody, our team, our amazing team, they've come up with a journal for us to journal every day. And then, you know, we're going through the Bible this year, the chronological Bible, once again, yay. And we're doing all these things. It's so important. But we're going through this time of 21 days as a church, corporately and individually, fast something. You know, ask God what he wants you to fast, and it might be social media. That would be good. It might be sweets. It might be sugar. It might be shopping. It might be sports. It might be hobbies. It might be, you know, meat. It might be, you know, you're going to be like a Daniel fast, just eat vegetables. I don't know, but ask God to show you. But the major thing is, in this fast, you know, you want to believe God for a reward. You want to have a purpose for your fast. You want to have faith in your fast. You want to have expectation. For the 21-day fast to get results, you have to have a reward in mind. And then, number five, we all need the right relationships. For us to create new habits for a new you and a new year, new habits, new you, new year, we all need the right relationships. This is huge. Now, five things. I encourage you to write this down because this will absolutely help you and me change. You might be sitting here tonight and you say, Pastor, you know, I've tried to change. It just hasn't worked. Well, you know what? Don't have that mindset. Get a growth mindset that with God, we can change. With the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, we can change. With God's help and God's anointing, God's presence, we can change. How do we do that? New habits, new you, new year. How do we do it? Well, number one, we need a reason. Number two, we need a role model. Number three, we need the law of replacement. Number four, we need a reward. And number five, we need the right relationships, a support group. You know, people that will hold us accountable, we hold them accountable. You know, that's so important. You have the right relationship. You know, people around us can make us or break us, right? You know, if, let's say, for example, you're trying to fast sweets in our 21-day fast, and you're hanging out with people that are eating sweets during that time, that's the wrong relationship for you to spend your quality time with. You know, you're trying to fast pizza and ice cream and Snickers candy bar, and they're sitting around the house eating pizza, ice cream, and candy bars. I think I would go take a walk because, you know, that will not help you achieve your goal. So we need the right relationships in our life that will hold us accountable and help us and support us in changing the habits so we can change the person we are to the person, our best version of who we are, and fulfill God's purpose for our life. Now, here's a golden nugget. It's worth coming to church on a Wednesday night, the first Wednesday of 2019. This is absolutely mind-blowing and revelation and will change your life. Here it is. We're talking about new habits, new you, new year. Every new level of your life will demand, I would write this down, every new level of your life will demand. I'm going to say it one more time because we all want to go a different way, a different path, a new level, a new beginning, a next level, a new season, a new chapter, a new year, a new person. We all want it. I believe at Church on the Rock. I believe we do. So a new level of my life will demand a different you. For every new level of my life, it will demand a different you. What you and I have been doing has got us to this level. So if we want to go to a new level, a new season, a new chapter, a new beginning, a new path, a new road, if we want to go to the next level, it's going to demand that we become a different person. And we're talking about being a better version, better version of who we are. So this is huge. So how do I change? I change by changing my habits. I change by changing my habits. Now, where do you start Where do you start? You start small, but where do you start in the change process? Because if we want to change, we have to change our habits, because our habits determine our character. And God promotes character, not charisma. So my habits produce my character. Let me show you. So if we want a new habits for a new you, for a new year, for a new level, if we want that, then we're going to have to change. Pastor, I want to change. I haven't thought I could change, but you're telling me I can. And you're challenging me, and you're going to show me how I can change, right? Yeah, I gave you five things you need, start with the letter R. But where do we start? I want to know, Pastor, where do I start? I mean, where do I start? You start between your ears. What? You start in your thought process. You start with your mindset. You start with your thinking and your thoughts. Because you and I are sum total of our thought life. Of our thought life. As a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh, so is their life. So our life is a result of our thought life. Our thought life, our mindset. So I want to change my life. I have to change my thought life. I have to take control of my mindset. I have to, here's what it says. I love this. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap my destiny. I'll say that again. It all starts with a thought. Pastor, you told me a new life, new habits, new me, new year, new level. And every new level will demand that I become a different person. Where do I start? Well, these 21 days of prayer and fasting, that's going to help us, right, church? But where do I start? You start with your thought life. If you want to change your life, change your thought life. So it says, sow a thought, starts there, reap an action. Sow an action, we do the same action over and over again. What does it become? A habit. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. How cool is that? Now, with all that foundation, let's get into the Word of God. Is that okay? Ephesians chapter 4, the guys will have it on the screen, verses 22 through 24, and this passage tells us how to change. Remember, every new level of our life will demand a different you. So how do we change? Let's look at it. I'm going to read it from three different translations. First, let's read it from the Contemporary English Version. You were told that your foolish desires will destroy you and that you must give up your old way of life with all its bad what? It's bad what? One more time, it's bad what? Notice, Scripture, I'm giving you Scripture with the word habit in it. So it says, you were told that your foolish desires will destroy you and that you must give up your old way of your life, that you've got to change. You see, when we come to Christ, we should begin to live a different life, a new path, a new road, a new direction. When we come to Christ, we go with one direction. When we've met Him, got born again, we should live our life in a different direction. That's why every time I open up the Bible and teach to you, we make our confession, what? We'll not leave the same as we came. We'll not leave the same as we came. So notice the Scripture says you were told that you need to change your way of life and all its bad habits. So notice that our habits determine our life. And our habits are a result of our thought life, because what we're thinking, we're doing. And what we're doing over and over again becomes a habit. And our habits produce our character, and our character determines our destiny or the direction our life is going to take. How cool is that? That is amazing. Next verse, verse 23. Let the Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit. Remember, God created us, Christ died for us, and the Holy Spirit lives in us. Huge, the Trinity. So let the Spirit, so we need the Holy Spirit, right? We can't do this on our own. I mean, even though, you know, we have Celebrate Recovery tomorrow night, every Thursday night, lives are being changed. People are finding freedom. At Church on the Rock, that's part of our purpose, right? Is to help people find freedom. But you know, it's not just in the program of Celebrate Recovery. We don't just depend on a 12-step program. It's good, it's wonderful, but we also incorporate that to do it and do it right and get results, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. You know, it's so huge. So it says, let the Spirit change your way of what? How are we going to get rid of our old character, our old habits, our old actions? How are we going to do it? By letting the Holy Spirit help us change the way we think. Change the way we think. New habits, new you, new year, new level. Remember, every new level of your life will demand a different you. So he says, let the Spirit change your way of thinking, verse 24, and make you into, don't you love it? I am so excited about 2019. Again, I appreciate our team here, the guys, the dream team. They're making this happen. I'm on a jet. I'm on a plane. I'm in the air right now. But I could be here with you because I believe this is a right now word, that you are the right person in the right place. Think about the people who aren't hearing this tonight to launch their brand new year with new opportunities and new possibilities. So it says, and make you into a new person. A new person, that's what we want. That's what I want. I want to be better this year. Someone asked me, Pastor, give us the vision for 2019 for Church on the Rock. Here it is, get better. I want to get better. I want our team to get better. I want our dream team to get better. I want you, the congregation, to get better. I want my family to get better. I just want us to get better, be a better version of who we are. For God, and for His glory, and for His kingdom. And to do that, we're going to have to change. We're going to have to make the right changes. We've been told we couldn't change. I was told when I was young, a teenager, oh, you'll never change. I was told that. Have you ever been told that? I was told that, you know, you're going to wind up, you know, places you don't want to be, Dave Blunt. I was told that when I was a teenager. I was told that I would never change, and I would never, you know, change my ways. But you know what? With God's help and God's grace and God's Spirit, I did change. Where, you know, I go back, you know, to class reunions and my old friends back in high school years ago, you know, years and years ago. What are you doing? I said, well, I'm a pastor. You're a what? I'm a pastor, teacher. What? Yeah, I'm in the ministry. You're in what? They couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it. I was told growing up, Dave Blunt, you will never change. Have you ever been told that? Well, I'm here tonight to tell you, if I can change, you can change. We can get better as a parent, as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother, as a sibling, as an employee, as an employer, as a brother and sister at Church on the Rock. We can change and we can get better. And it's a new year, new habits, new you, new opportunities, new possibilities, and new level. But every new level will demand of me that I become a different person. How do we do that, Pastor? How do we change our habits? It starts with our thinking. Wow. So he says, and make you into a new person. You were created, oh my goodness, you were created to be like God. You and I were created to be like God. You know what I call that? Identity. You and I, as Christians, we need to know two things. Start with the letter I. You need to know your identity, who you are in Christ. And number two, you need to be intentional. You need to live your life on purpose. You need to get up every day with focus, attention, direction, devotion, dedication, intentionality. We need to get up every day and have a quiet time and journal, and we're going to help you with that. 21-day fast. Our amazing team have created a journal for you and a journal for me. But you and I need to know who we are and what we're to do. who we are, why we're here, and what we're to do. And you'll live a fascinating, fulfilling, thrilling, abundant life. Can we give the Lord a big praise right now? Come on, right there. Is that your best praise on the first Wednesday? Come on, offer him up the best offering you got. Yeah. Amen. So notice he says, and make you into a new person. Everybody say new person. New person. Say new year. New year. Say new habits. And a new level. Amen. Make you into a new person. You were created to be like God. You were created to be like God. Do you know that the identity, the image that we have of ourselves is connected to our daily habits? The image, the identity, I'm going to help somebody here right now by the help of the Holy Spirit. The image that you have of yourself tonight, the first Wednesday of 2019, the image, the identity, the image of who you have of yourself, of what you have of yourself, is connected to your habits. If you feel that you're not significant, that you don't matter, that you're just a loser, that you're just getting by, that you're not important, then that'll show up in your habits. Maybe you're not taking care of yourself. Maybe you're not taking care of your body. Maybe you're not taking care of your mind. Maybe you're not taking care of your spirit. Maybe you're hanging out with the wrong people because we're told you're a nobody, you're a nothing, you'll never change, you can't amount to anything. And so that identity causes you to have habits of meth and cocaine and alcohol and drugs and pornography and overeating and gossiping and criticizing and down on yourself and habits that are destroying you. You see how that's all? We help people with that. We have a ministry that will help people with that. And that's Celebrate Recovery every Thursday night. We can help people get free of the wrong image that they have of themselves. Because if you want to be a new you, it starts with changing the way you think, changing in your self-image. You were created to be like God so that you can please him and truly be holy. Notice, please God, that is our objective. We want to be a person that God's proud of, a person that God's happy he created us, a person that will fulfill God's purpose for our life. And then it says, a truly holy, that speaks of our character. And remember, our character is a result of our habits, and our character determines the course. Our character determines the course. Our character determines the course of our life. Our character is connected to our destiny. Am I helping anybody tonight? Yeah, give the Lord a big praise, would you? One more time, give him your best praise on the first Wednesday night of 2019. So that's what we're going to talk about on Wednesday nights on the month of January. I hope it's okay with you. I know that it's going to be life-changing. Now, in Ephesians 4, verse 22, 23, and 24, in other translations, we'll get to it next Wednesday night, but it basically says that we have to renew our mind and the attitude of our mind. So let me give you a takeaway as the team's coming out. Let me give you a takeaway, and that's this. Get on a Bible reading program. Takeaway. You know, and we're offering to you, we're giving you the suggestion and a takeaway. We did it last year, we're gonna do it again this year, the chronological Bible. It's free. I mean, you can download it from a Bible app on your smartphone, and you know, you can listen to the Bible while you're doing other things in the morning, getting ready. But you need, if change starts in my thought life, if I want to change, I got to change my habits. And I change my habits by changing my thought life. Because what I'm thinking leads to action. And what I'm acting on and doing becomes a habit. And a habit determines my character, and my character is connected to my destiny. Every new level in your life and my life will demand of us that we become a different person. Where do we start? Renewing our mind in God's Word. So what do? Takeaway. This year, read the Bible through with me. Go through the Bible with me every day. We did it last year. We're going to do it again this year. And start there. And you know, our 21-day fast, if we don't read our Bible during our fast and we're not praying during our fast, we're just on Jenny Craig. We're just on a diet. And I want your life I want you to go to a new level. I want it to be a new year. I want you to see the opportunities, seize the possibilities. I want your life to change. I want you to know you can change with God's help.